On Beyond Zebra by Dr. Seuss. Said Conrad Cornelius O'Donald O'Dell, my very young friend who is learning to spell, the A is for ape, and the B is for bear, the C is for camel, the H is for hare, the M is for mouse, and the R is for rat. I know all the 26 letters like that. Through Z is for zebra. I know them all well, said Conrad Cornelius O'Donald O'Dell. So now I know everything anyone knows from beginning to end, from the start to the close, because Z is as far as the alphabet goes. Then he almost fell flat on his face on the floor when I picked up the chalk and drew one letter more. A letter he had never dreamed of before. I said, you can stop if you want with the Z, because most people stop with the Z, but not me. In the places I go, there are things that I see that I never could spell if I stopped with the Z. I'm telling you this because you're one of my friends. My alphabet starts where your alphabet ends. My alphabet starts with this letter called Yuz. It's the letter I use to spell Yuzumataz. You'll be sort of surprised what there is to be found when you go beyond Z and start poking around. So on beyond zebra, explore like Columbus, discover new letters like Wum is for Wumbus, a high-spouting whale who lives high on a hill and who never comes down till it's time to refill. So on beyond Z, it's high time you were shown that you don't really know all there is to be known. Just a step further past Wum for Wumbus, there you'll find And the is for umbus, a sort of a cow with one head and one tail. But to milk this great cow, you need more than one pail. She has 98 faucets that give milk quite nicely. Perhaps 99, I forget just precisely. And boy, she is something most people don't see, because most people stop at the Z, but not me. I ramble, I scramble through swamp and through swamp, where the letters get better, like letters like humph. There's a real handy letter. What's handy about it? You can't just spell humph-a-dumph-dumph-a without it. If you stay home in zebra, you're stuck in a rut, but on beyond zebra, you're anything but. Why, I know a fine fancy letter called fuddle. I use it in spelling Miss Fuddle-dee-duddle. And oh, what a bird of a bird of a bird of. Her tail is the longest that's ever been heard of. So long and so fancy, she'd be in a fix if she didn't have helpers. It takes about six to tag along hoisting Miss Fuddle-dee-duddle's wonderful tail out of muddle-dee-puddles. And Glick is for Glicker, who lives in wild weeds and spends his time juggling fresh cinnamon seeds, which he's usually able to find in great number, excepting, of course, in the month of September, when cinnamon seeds aren't around in great number, and so that month he juggles with seeds of cucumber. And Nuh is the letter I used to spell Nutches, who live in small caves known as Niches for Hutches. These Nutches have troubles, the biggest of which is the fact that there are many more Nutches than Niches. Each Nutch in a niche knows that some other Nutch would like to move into his niche very much, so each Nutch in a niche has to watch that small niche, or Nutches who haven't got niches will snitch. Then we go to Snee, and Snee is for Sneedle, a terrible kind of ferocious moskeedle whose humdinger stinger is sharp as a needle. The Sneedle's too tough to be killed with a smack, so he has to be hunted on elephant back, and your eyes and the elephant's have to be keen. And you have to aim fast, and you have to hit clean, and the bullet you shoot is a stale navy bean that you've dunked for 3 weeks in old kerosene, which is awfully hard work, so it's easy to see why most people stop at Z, but not me. When you go beyond zebra, who knows? There's no telling what wonderful things you might find yourself spelling. Like Quan is for quandary, who lives on a shelf in a hole in the ocean alone by himself, and he worries each day from the dawn's early light, and he worries, just worries. Far into the night, he just stands there and worries. He simply can't stop. Is his top side his bottom? Or bottom side top? And Thnad is for Thadners. And oh, are they sad-o? The big one you'll see has the smaller one's shadow. The small shadow the shadow has should be his. I don't understand it, but that's how it is. A terrible mix-up in shadows. Gee whiz. And Spaz is a letter I used to spell Spasm, a beast who belongs to the Nazim of Basim. Handy for travelling, that's why he has him. More easy to pack than a suitcase or grip. Those horns carry all that he needs on a trip. A thread and a needle for many his socks, his toothbrush, a clock and two-handed clock cups, and his velvet umbrella, his vegetable chopper, and also his gold-plated popping corn popper and a grasshopper cage for his favourite grasshopper. And Flube is for Flu Booba Bad Booba Bubs, who bounce in the water like blubbery tubs. They're no good to eat. You can't cook them like snacks, but they're handy in crossing small oceans and lakes. And Zats is a letter I used to spell Zatsit, whose nose is so high that most nobody pats it. And patting his lonely old nose is the least that a fellow could do for this fine friendly beast. So to get there and do it, I built an invention, the 3cc to Zatzit nose patting extension. If you try to drive one, you'll certainly see why most people stop at the Z, but not me. And jog is my letter for spelling jogoons who doodle around in the far desert dunes. Just doodle around, crooning very sad tunes about peppermint peanuts and pebbles and prunes and paint pots and polka dots, pinheads and pigs and their grandmother's grandfather's stepsister's wig. So you see, there's no end to the things you might know, depending how far beyond zebra you go. There's a letter called Flun, and the Flun is for flannel. A softish, nice fellow who lives in a tunnel. He only comes out of his hole, I'm afraid, when the right kind of softish, nice music is played on a kind of a hunting horn called the O'Grunth. And to learn how to play it takes month after month of practicing, practicing. Isn't much fun. And besides, it's quite heavy. Weighs almost a tonth. That's why few people bother to play the O'Grunth. So the flannel's been out of his tunnel just once. And way, way past is a letter called Itch. And the Itch is for itchopods, animals which race back and forth, forth and back through the air on a very high sidewalk between here and there. They're afraid to stay there. They're afraid to stay here. They think there is too far. They think here is too near. And since here is too near and there is too far, they're too scared to roost wheresoever they are. There's a letter called Yek. And the Yek is for Yekko, who howls in an underground grotto in Gekko. Those Yekkos love echoes, and this is their motto. For best Yekko echoes, try Gekko, our grotto. Oh, the things you can find if you don't stay behind. On a world near the sun live two brothers called Vrooms, who, strangely enough, are built sort of like brooms. And they're stuck all alone up there high in the blue, and so to kill time, just for something to do, each one of these fellows takes turns with the other in sweeping the dust off his world with his brother. And high is my letter for high gragalorum, for getting me places real fast, I'm all for 'em. They puffle along and their brakes never squeak, and they run every hour, every day of the week, from the town of Northnub to the town of East Ounce, making stops at West Bungleford, Yumpster and Jounce, and at Ipswich and Ipswich, and also South Bounce, and another small town that's too hard to pronounce. The places I took him, I tried hard to tell young Conrad Cornelius O'Donald Odell a few brand new wonderful words he might spell. I led him round and I tried hard to show there are things beyond Z that most people don't know. I took him past zebra as far as I could, and I think perhaps maybe I did him some good. Because finally he said, "This is really great stuff, and I guess the old alphabet isn't enough." Now the letters he uses are something to see. Most people still stop at the Z, but not he.